from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Well, we're halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Lovely to be here with all of you guys listening. Not so much these two absolute knuckleheads for throwing one by me on Friday. Holy crap. Savor the moment, fellas. Savor the moment.
Doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. Yeah, it doesn't happen. You're very often. But man, did you guys get me good? I haven't heard this, and I don't know that I want to.
I haven't either, because I had to pull it off. I had to leave the room.
Correct.
So really, Paulie gets the credit. He had to play with the straight face and sell you, do the acting job to sell you on what we were trying to convince you was going to happen.
Oh my God!
When you're going on vacation.
All right. Well,
and I don't feel bad about this because I've worn it plenty when I've gone on vacation. So it only feels somewhat fair that something had to happen when you're heading to Hawaii for 6 shows.
Ben goes on vacation.
I've never missed 6 shows in a row. Ever. Ever.
Well,
I guess to set the scene for this, yeah. About 5 minutes of audio
5 minutes.
That you're about
oh
to
my
hear.
God.
It went on that long?
Oh, yeah.
So this was after the show on Friday.
That's how upset this man was.
We went into another studio to do our promo production work.
Mm-hmm. Every Friday, yeah. Well, every day, after every show, we do a 15-second promo. Hey, coming up on Monday, here's what we got, you know, and it plays over the weekend. Right. So we recorded that, and then...
Sometimes one or both of us has to stay for other production, commercials, things like that. But I told
Woods he had production.
Yeah.
He didn't actually have production.
Oh, that's not even a real spot.
No, that was just...
So that gave me the excuse to leave the room and let Paulie talk behind my back.
Right.
And since you had a spot to record, we had a hot mic.
Oh, you hate
that I
both.
Recorded every single word. It only took me a couple of hours to... censor all of your curses, but let's just take you to Friday afternoon, right, Friday morning.
I guess if you have little ears, I guess turn it down. They're bleeped, but why not? Right. Here we go.
Ready.
All right, promo. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Coming up Monday, tune in for Woods' last show before he heads out on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, we'll also talk Padres Orioles and see how they did.
Now that ran all week.
Okay. I'm good to go.
Anybody?
See you Monday.
Later, bud.
See ya.
Real quick?
Yeah.
You got a second?
Yeah.
Okay. I am... Is he gone? Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
I am freaking out right now about next week. Like, I'm kind of in a rock and a hard place here because... Me and Ben have been trying to come up with ideas. Like, we told you about who's coming in on Thursday and all that. But, like, Ben is killing me right now.
Why?
You're going to freak out. He wants Dave Roberts to come in The Dodgers will be in town, and he's been texting with Dave Roberts about having him come
the
in.
The manager of the Dodgers, Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
In here.
And he was like, if I have a chance to have an MLB manager in.
There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way we can do it.
It's his show, too, though. Like, I don't know what to, I don't know what to say.
You it's like, why the would you torpedo torpedo a show just to have like a San Diegan in here when I'm gone? Like, if you wouldn't do,
I already vetoed like three of his bad ideas.
Bro, if you wouldn't do an interview when I'm here, then you shouldn't do it when I'm gone. There's nobody on the planet that I would say, oh, I'm only going to interview them when Ben's out of town, right?
Like,
that's in the best interest of Ben and not the best interest of our show and, like, our audience. And, dude, there's no chance. There's no way.
Like,
there's
way. He is set on making this happen. Like I said, they've already been texting.
Oh, my God.
And dude. I'm like, can I call him sick? Like, what do I tell him? I mean, if he's already going to, he's like, this is happening.
Dude,
like, the Ben and Woods show still goes on. It's, yeah, it's not the same when all three of us aren't there. It's not going to be as funny if you're not there, but we can't have the manager of the Dodgers in studio.
There's no chance. None. Like, it can't happen. I don't know. Like, it is his show, too, but, like, we have, like, a brand, and, like, our brand is not. Like, that's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed that he would think of that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. Like, I don't want to get you in trouble, but clearly he's hiding it from me. Clearly, because he hasn't told me.
No, that's been just a direct text with me.
Oh, my God.
The last, like, 2 days.
Anytime you leave, you're nervous about, like, you know, how's the show going to go? But, like, you can't just torpedo it when somebody leaves town. I don't do 4 hours of music talk when he leaves, you know? I don't. I try to stay as close to the thing as possible. Oh, my God, dude.
I don't, yeah.
This is, like, makes my stomach hurt. It literally makes my stomach hurt. I don't know what to say. I mean, you can't do it. You can't do it.
Like, do I tell Adam?
You can't be like the producer of the show being like, hey, the host, because you know what Adam will say? Well, he is an MLB manager, and he is a big guest. It would get a lot of publicity, and dude, I mean, is there a good bit in it? I don't want it. You can't have
that. Feels like one step forward, 69 steps back.
You can't do it. You can't. He can't do it. He must be out of his mind.
I'm spun out.
And look, if Dave Roberts was from Cleveland, he wouldn't be here. He wouldn't even consider it. But because Dave Roberts went to RBV, he's going to be like, come on in. Let's talk some Padres Dodgers. Holy like, you could tell me, would the Oral Hershiser and Joe Davis want to come by the studio? And I'd be like, there's no over my dead body. Over my dead body. Well, the one guy won a World Series. The other guy's, you know, the heir apparent. There's no way, Paulie. No way. There's no way. How has he ruined my vacation? I haven't even left. Dude. I'm going to throw up. I'm literally going to throw up.
Do I tell him I told you? Like, that's not good either.
That's not, I don't want to.
He obviously doesn't want you to know.
He clearly doesn't want me to know because he didn't f-ing say anything. Oh my God.
I was shaky.
I don't know. Let me do this spot and I'll think about it and we'll flush it down the toilet later. What a clown. Oh, I can't believe him, dude. I cannot believe. Actually, I can. Actually, I believe. I believe it. I believe every second of it. What is it? Do you see?
Yeah.
Well, there it is. So
our plan was
just to let you stew all weekend.
Fume all weekend long, and then
reveal it this
probably
morning.
Like 9:30, kind of as we're saying goodbye to you for the next week, send you off with that and reveal that, hey, it was just a prank.
but we had to speed up the timeline just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you guys thought Woods was a psychopath from that audio. This guy called me. He called me twice on the drive home.
Yes, twice.
It's a 20-minute drive. He called me twice. Probably three more times on Friday. And finally, I had enough. And I said, I'm not doing this all effing weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and I would have let him stew all weekend. But imagine, like, the first 2 hours of the show, him thinking that I'm still planning to have, like, Dave come in the morning. And he's not knowing it. And how, like, internally, like, seething. It would have wrecked the show today. So he had to... We had to let him
know. I told Ben, I said, you need to text Woods and just let him know it was a prank. We're just messing with you. Ben's buddy's not coming in on Tuesday morning.
It's the best prank that's ever been pulled on me. No. Ever. And I didn't doubt it for one single solitary second. Not one. Because
is that bad for me that you didn't great doubt it at all?
It happened before. I was out one time, and this was a few years ago. I think, were we at the old station?
I think we were here.
Were we here?
Pretty sure.
And you had DR on.
I'm never going to despise Dave like you do, but I'm not going to have him in studio.
Look, it's nothing personal, but it's also like it's,
go
not,
Dave Roberts.
It's not personal. He's, well, by all accounts, a really good guy. But it's just the fact of the matter of like, he can't be in here. And I just thought it's all started to make sense in my head. Of course, they know each other. Ben, you do a great job. Dave comes in here and chops it up with you guys for an hour about the Dodgers and their, you know, I picture myself sitting on a beach in Hawaii with my head between my legs. Just now, just to confirm. That's not happening,
that's not
right?
That's not happening. I haven't even texted him.
Yeah, take on
like
Dave.
Years.
How about that? Take on Dave. Share. I don't know. I mean, you guys crushed
me. And you don't actually come off looking that badly. You're defending San Diego. You're defending everything about the show that people love. So that's fine. I do have a note or so.
I apologize for calling you a clown.
And not that. Not only that.
He was very upset.
I believe the quote may have been something as though, I guess it's his show, too.
It is. It is.
I guess.
It is your show, too.
I said that. I said, look, this is Ben's show, too.
You say yes, but you kind of sort of agreed with that comment.
I think you're taking it a little bit. I said, like, well, I guess. I mean, it's his show, too. Oh, I'm pouring sweat. I apologize for my passion and fervor, Ben. I don't think you're a clown. If you had him in, though, I would have called him
right.
a clown.
And I would have met.
I would have. Oh, you guys got me. You should feel my underarms right now. I mean, I'm just pouring sweat.
I'm glad I didn't have to be in the room for it. Paulie had the hard job. He had to be in the room,
you know,
and
how hard
play along.
Smile.
You acted, you were like Marlon Brando in there. You had me so convinced. The rock in a hard place. Oh my. Yeah, because that is an impossible situation for a producer. Impossible.
Right. I care one about
host,
the show.
Yeah, but one host trying to like do something that you know is not going to be right, and you have to be like, hey, bro, I don't think this is a good idea. And Ben's like, no, I'm dead set on it. I feel so much better about vacation now knowing that it's not going to happen. But Friday afternoon, ask my wife, I was in a tizzy. I had a haircut I had to go to. I was pouring sweat. And then once you guys let me off the hook, I slept like a baby. I didn't mention it to anyone, to no one, because I knew we would play that today. You guys, well done, both of you. I didn't want to give you. I'm actually very proud of both of you. You guys crushed me.
Now, what are we going to do for the next 6 days?
Well, I know what. Most importantly, I know what
you're
not doing.
Well, I definitely know what we can't do.
Over and over.
That's out
and over.
Now, I want you to have a good time. We will.
We do have some fun stuff.
Hold down the fort. We do have some fun stuff. Some actual San Diego type guest hosts coming in.
But didn't go to RBV.
Didn't go to RBV.
Did he not?
Not the manager of the Dodgers.
Oh, okay. Oh, he did, didn't he?
Dave did.
Dave,
our actual guest host, I don't think, is any RBV guys. So.
You guys, man. What the ultimate prank, like Enrique just said, or no, Jonathan just said, the ultimate prank would be for him to come in now. Now that you...
We told you. We literally told you he was coming.
I mean, what if he came in, but I was just grilling him relentlessly?
You wouldn't do that.
No. And you wouldn't do that.
I couldn't do that. So that's why he's not coming in.
I'd still say no.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's take a time out. We'll come back. We got more Padres talk certainly on the way. In-season Sammy is going to join us here at the bottom of the hour. Covered all the pre- and the post-game shows of a very eventful weekend and road trip. I mean, we got to just kind of the whole road trip in terms of what it means for the rest of the Padres season. That is coming up with Ben and Woods, Check Traffic, and then right back with more on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's exhausting. You guys have killed me. Feel good about yourself?
I don't
there?
Feel good really about myself. Taking any years off your already limited lifespan, but
I guess when you put it that way.
I can feel my heart.
I'm glad we didn't let you stew all weekend.
There's actually. No way I would have. I would have ended up
like if you had yelled at your children or something.
Yeah, just over it. Yeah. No, my kids were actually great this weekend. I have no complaints. They're just saving it all up for the flight tomorrow, I imagine, the six-hour flight, to let it all out on the way to Kauai tomorrow. So, yeah, man, I'm going to miss you guys. Now I'm just sitting here thinking of payback and what a B it actually is.
See, now you make me not want to do it again. I don't want to be stewing over payback. I feel like that was payback
that
for
was,
you, and now we're good and even going forward. Speaking of going forward,
yeah.
Padres go forward after what goes down is one of the best road trips in franchise history. If had they won yesterday, it would have been their best record in a road trip of at least 9 games.
Is that
of
right?
All time.
That's...
They had never won 8 in a row on the road in franchise history either. Got to 7, couldn't quite get it all the way, but... It was
well, they tried, man.
It was really a season-changing sort of road trip. Not that... Not that they would have been sellers at the break had they gone 4-5 or even 3-6. I think they were always kind of buying, but it puts them in such a different position. I mean, look at the standings this morning in the National League wild card race and think about where the Padres would be. We all agree they could have easily gone 3-6 on that road trip without missing a beat. And we all would have come here today and go, well, it could have been worse. I mean, yeah, it wasn't ideal, but we always knew that was going to be a really tough road trip. So instead, they go 7-2. They're now one game behind the Atlanta Braves for the wild card lead, the first wild card spot. And they are half a game ahead of the Mets, who are the third wild card team. But the Arizona Diamondbacks are just a half game back from the Mets. The Cardinals are another half game back, and the Pirates are just one game back. So had the Padres gone even 4-5, so three more losses, they would suddenly be looking up at the Pirates, Cardinals, Diamondbacks, Mets, and Braves right now on the eve of the trade deadline. Not that it would be insurmountable. They'd only be a couple of games out of a playoff spot. But still, look at what a difference that road trip makes. 7-2 versus even 4-5, where they are right now. With, by the way, the season ends 2 months from today.
2 months.
September 29th. Is the last day of the season. So 2 months from today, it will be over. Not quite the final push, but we are getting close to the what we would say the playoff chase is really upon us. And you really can start officially kind of looking at the standings and, you know, watching the scoreboard a little bit, getting an idea of which teams you'd like to see lose at this point in the season. It's starting to take come into focus a little bit more.
Yeah, you'd like to get to a point, too, and you look at their schedule and listen. I'm not dumb enough to sit here and fall for it and come in here and tell you guys, hey, don't worry. August is very light. Should be there. I mean, there are some very beatable teams there. Very beatable teams. You cannot have a backslide. This is a real chance to separate, you know, in August. But you still got to play the games, man. Those teams are trying to win, too. You're going to have teams with guys that are playing for a career. You're going to have guys that are playing for their first time in the big leagues that want to impress. They're finally making big league money. They want to be back next year. And I'm talking about three against the Rockies, three against the Pirates, three against the Marlins, three more against the Pirates, three more against the Rockies. And then you get a little meaty with the Twins, the Mets, the Cardinals, the Rays at the end of August. August starts off where you look at it and go, this is a really good chance to do some damage, to separate yourselves. And what happens remains to be seen, but it's right there. It's right there in front of you. You cannot backslide. You got to fortify this team, and you got to keep playing the inspired baseball that you've been playing.
Bill in the chat says, I think 27-27 gets us in. That would be 84-78. And while I think maybe like a month ago I would have said, yeah, 84 wins might actually get you in. That was when, you know, teams that were below 500 were still in the top three. You've had the Mets play a lot better. The Diamondbacks have played better. The Cardinals have held on. I'm not sure. I'm now thinking maybe 86-87 is more of a safe target, which means instead of 27-27, 30-24, that gets you to 87 wins the rest of the way. I mean, that's not an insane clip that you have to play. 30-24 the rest of the way, but it also, that's six games above 500. That's what the Padres have played this entire season.
The whole year, yep.
57-51. So you do need to play a little bit better than you've played over the first 108 games over the last 54 games.
And you're off to a great start since the break. So, you know, and again, you know, all these things factor in. Certainly the schedule softens a little bit. You could potentially be getting some guys back from injury. That helps a little bit. Mike Schilt's teams typically in his career play a little bit better down the stretch. So all these things coming into play. Hopefully it doesn't set us up for massive failure, but the Rally Roach is here, and I choose to believe in the Rally Roach, and I have it here, and I'll kiss it again.
Yeah,
I need you while I'm gone to kiss it, okay?
Signs are good.
Promise?
But yes, I will kiss it every single day while you're gone.
Thank you.
Signs are good, but the rapids, the rocks are still out there that you can hit. Pitching injuries, you know, you're still thin in your starting rotation. We'll see what they do in the next 28 hours plus until the trade deadline. There's problems potentially, but as you said, there's a lot of reasons for optimism. How they're playing, who's coming back.
It's hard. It's hard to be a Padres fan and over the last few years and be optimistic and to be confident, right? To be like, there's no way. Like, I have a really good feeling about this team, but I'm not dumb enough to actually put it on paper or tweet it or anything like that. I'm as optimistic as the next person. But you're really only as good as the last series you played, and that bodes well. These two games against LA, while they're big games in the fact that it's the Dodgers, it's just two games. So, you know, find a way to beat Glasnow, find a way to beat Kershaw. If you win one, you know, you split it, big deal.
Yeah, I mean, Padres are, with the 7-game winning streak, they're 7-3 in their last 10. So are the Dodgers. You didn't gain any ground over the last 10 games, so you're still 6.5 back. If they did win both of these in San Diego, you get to 4.5, and then I would say the division is at least somewhat back in play for the Padres. You split or you lose the next two, division's probably out of reach. I mean, you need the Dodgers to play really badly. We'll see if they do anything at the break, but they're getting healthier with their pitching rotation. So you really would have to be kind of within five in the last 2 months to say, at this, I'd love it. I mean, go out, win the next two, give yourself a shot at it. But we'll be keeping a closer eye on the standings going forward from this point on.
You guys are going to be just monitoring Twitter all day tomorrow. I will be on a plane, but I can't wait to land and see what has happened. Hopefully something comes down today. I'd love to land a starting pitcher. What else do you guys think that they're actively looking for right now?
I mean, you could rent another outfielder for a while, you know, to help out, but until Tatis comes back. But honestly, if all they got was even a fourth or fifth starter, I wouldn't hate where the Padres are for the last couple of months of the season.
Do you think, based on the 7-2 road trip that we just had, and we've been talking about it all morning, did that change AJ Preller's mentality, his aggressiveness, maybe over the next 30 hours or whatever?
I think it has to. I think human nature tells you, wow, okay.
Like, what were they? They were 500, right? At the deadline, at the All-Star break?
I don't know that. I mean, maybe for our perspective, but for AJ's, he doesn't go with the swings as much as we do. I think he can maybe, if he was already trying to argue, hey, we want to buy, and was getting some pushback from upper management, maybe it's easier to sell it a little bit now.
Did he go from buying on the fringes to possibly going for a home run?
I still don't think that it's that. I still don't think it's he's going to go out now because of a 7-2 and go trade DeVries or Salas.
I think he already believed in the team before they were 7-2. I don't think it changed anything. He and Mike Schilt believed in this team, and they will continue to believe in this team, but they're not necessarily going to trade Leodalis DeVries or Ethan Salas to benefit this team. Anybody else? Yeah. But those two guys, I'd still be surprised if either of them left.
100%.
In the next 24 hours. We'll get some thoughts from Sammy Levitt, covered the whole series, obviously, doing our Padres pre- and post-game show. He'll join us for his weekly in-season Sammy segment coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Odyssey app always lets you jump back to the moments you missed on 97.3 The Fan. You can see what you missed, click to listen on demand. So if it's a guest, a feature, a prank, something else that happened from earlier, we got you covered. Just download the free Odyssey app, search 97.3 The Fan, and tap earlier today to get started. There was a lot that happened over the weekend in Baltimore. Sam Levitt was covering it all on our pre- and post-game shows. He's going to join us in-season Sammy right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Sammy, enjoy the day off today, because tomorrow going to be a busy one. A pregame show just hours after the trade deadline. It's the calm before the storm.
It's not an off day
for Sam.
It's not a day off for Sammy. It's an off day for the Padres. But rest assured, if there's a trade that goes down, Adam's going to have Sammy doing it.
Oh,
he was reacting at like 5:30 in the morning, I think, yesterday to the Jason Adam trade. So I woke up to a video on my phone. I'm going, I usually get up pretty early. Sammy's already reacting to trades before I even got up on a Sunday.
Well, you know the drill. The moment there is breaking Padres news, did I get a text from your friend Adam Klug at what, about like 7:15 a.m.? Hey, can you make a video as you're getting ready for everything else you got to do at 9:35 for the pregame show? But guess what? I sat there, I got it done, and we got the video out. So you know me, I'm always a very good soldier.
God, he did not even text me this time.
Do you think, Adam, I don't know, do you think it crossed his mind, should I call Benner Woods? I know it's like 7:15 on Sunday morning, he might be asleep.
Would he have wanted us to come in?
Well, just put a video together, like a reaction video. Like, I would have been asleep if he had called me. I actually was still asleep at like 7:15 on Sunday morning. Just pretty late for me.
I was up, but I was at Bo's baseball. Like, I was getting him ready for baseball practice. I don't know. I was so busy this weekend that I don't know that I would have had the time. But, you know, certainly like the move, Sammy. And you know, helps. It helps. Somebody made the astute point of, hey, man, you know, you get a guy like Jason Adam. That typically should mean that now Robert Suarez doesn't necessarily need to always be counted on for, you know, four out saves, which would be great because you do worry about wear and tear on these guys as the season goes on.
Yeah, I think when trades like this are made and it's as steep of a price as the Padres had to pay for Jason Adam, I think there's a lot of going to each of the extremes of the sides of the argument, right? Either it's absolutely what they needed and you got to win right now, or it's the other way and people think they got fleeced. And I think the truth, you know, there's some truth in all of it, right? Like, obviously, just from the purely 2024 perspective, the Padres desperately needed a guy like Jason Adam, a high leverage guy with great stuff, swing and miss, that they could add into the trio of Morejon, Estrada, and Suarez. It lengthens the bullpen. You're right. It takes some pressure off of Robert Suarez. Maybe it takes some pressure off your starting pitchers who, you know, a couple of them are already above their career high in innings. So it makes a ton of sense going and getting this guy. Was it a steep price? Yeah. Have the Padres, you know, got rid of a lot of what their depth was in the last few months in the minor leagues between the Arise trade, the Cease trade, and now this trade? Those things can all be true at once, but this front office and AJ Preller has shown time and time again that when they're in it, they will err on the side of being aggressive. And this was another aggressive move to get a piece that they really, really needed. And look, I understand that the price was high. That's partially just what the market is right now. Look at the trades right now across the game. And even for some relievers like Hunter Harvey, or the trade for Carlos Estevez, the Phillies gave up maybe two future major league starting pitchers for a rental in Estevez. And Adam has 2 years of control. Will Dylan Lesko maybe be a frontline starter one day? Maybe. Who knows? But, you know, there's a strong, strong argument to be made that you've got the team you've got with stars on it that are in their primes. You're right in this thing. And you're in win-now mode, and you got to keep operating like that for the most part. I understand that. I do.
Sam, do you agree that there has to be a starting pitcher coming by tomorrow, because the alternative is more Adam Mazur or a Johnny Brito who's had some, what, a tightness in his forearm?
Yep.
I mean, there's really no other options, right? I mean, you're going to have to need that fifth starter. Even if Joe Musgrove comes back pretty soon, then you're counting on Randy Vasquez and how many innings he's got left. You're already worried about Michael King's innings.
Well, and you're worried about Musgrove's pitch count of 50.
I mean, even if it's a number five guy that can just chew up some innings, I feel like there has to be a starter coming by tomorrow at 3 o'clock, right?
If you would have asked me 24 hours ago, or I should say a little bit more than that, before the trade for Adam, I would have said absolutely. I can't envision a scenario where they get through tomorrow afternoon and there's not a starter added. But I'll tell you what, and again, I'm just speculating here, but when you heard AJ Preller after the trade talk about, you know, he was asked pretty point blank, you know, about adding a starter. And the first thing he did was start talking about the internal options they have. And again, are we going to read into that answer from AJ? I don't think so, right? I mean, he never says much about any trade he's going to make.
That could be poker, you know, poker face as
sure,
well.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And I agree with that. But with that said, once you start looking at the prices for some of this stuff, I mean, if Jason Adam cost what he cost, what's a starting pitcher going to cost? Unless, you know, they go outside the rental market and they do something really big. And that's a Crochet, that's a Skubal. Are they willing to pay the price
for one of those guys, which may have to include one of their top two prospects? I don't know the answer to that. What I do wonder, and again, I'm just speculating here, what I do wonder is this, you know, with Joe Musgrove pitching on Tuesday in Arizona, he's going to pitch in a controlled scenario, you know, basically a simulated game against Mariners, minor league hitters. You know, he talked after the game yesterday and, you know, threw out the idea the next day he would pitch would be Sunday, you know, if the Padres won. And I don't know how much this is Joe being optimistic versus reality, but he threw out the idea that, hey, if he was good to go for three innings on Sunday, you know, and they had a fresh bullpen, could they look to do something like that? Or could he come back, you know, after making another rehab start, come back at four innings? And, you know, look, is there a scenario where they're kind of looking at it with, you know, Joe maybe on the precipice of returning in some capacity and saying maybe we can get through this and get through the regular season with the guys we got? Maybe that seems a little ambitious because I think we all agreed, you know, a couple of days ago that they needed a starting pitcher in a really bad way. Look, I still would be surprised if they don't add a starter. But meanwhile, we're almost 24 hours away from the deadline. It hasn't happened yet. And, man, those prices are going to be really high for anybody, as we've seen.
But I think, you know, talking to Sammy Leavitt here on Ben and Woods this morning, I think teams absolutely can overplay their hands. I do. And I think it's the needle that you have to thread. I mean, if you're the Colorado Rockies and you're asking the moon back for Cal Quantrill, you're probably not going to get it. And if you continue to ask for the moon for Cal Quantrill up until the deadline, you're probably not going to get it. Would Cal Quantrill help this team? Yes. Tyler Anderson, you know, should not, you shouldn't take two top 10 prospects to get a Tyler Anderson. So I think it goes both ways. I think teams can absolutely, overplay their hand, just like AJ Preller has hyped up prospects that other teams are willing to take where you look at it and you go, wow, I didn't know that guy had that much value. And that happens all the time. So I think in the interest of sometimes getting a deal done, you know, you may overpay a little bit. But these guys, if they want to move these guys, they're going to have to take one of the deals that they get.
Right. And look, I think there is a reality about the situation this team is in right now, okay? They've got big-time contracts, guys in their prime. They've got Dylan Cease here right now. They've got Michael King here right now. Look, the situation from what we've always thought over the last few years, it has not changed despite, you know, the farm system getting rebuilt and the necessity for having younger players like a Jackson Merrill who don't cost a lot and are under control. Yeah, you need those guys. But the window is right now. That has not changed through all of this. And meanwhile, you've got a team that is right in the thick of it. And I think we all agree if they can get there, they have a real chance to make some noise. They really, really do.
Yep.
So, look, they're living in kind of, you know, an interesting scenario that a lot of teams don't necessarily live in, where, you know, they typically tend to go one way or the other. You know, I don't blame the Padres and AJ Preller for maybe having to overpay to go get something they really, really need for a team that is capable of winning right now.
Sammy, I don't expect Leodalis DeVries or Ethan Salas to be traded. Even, I mean, we saw some reports this weekend, including in the Rays trade, that they went for Taj Bradley. I'm assuming that the reason it didn't work out is that the Rays said, okay, but we need one of those guys at least, and the Padres are saying no to those players, and I'm okay with that. I don't know that Ethan Salas and or DeVries is going to be a star, but I know there's a lot of potential that those guys could be well above average Major League Baseball players for at least 12 years of control coming up. And I'm willing to gamble on that. And if it means that you only get a fifth starter here at the deadline, I can live with that. That's my take.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think where I land on it is I'm in the mindset of, hey, you've got to try to improve this team any way you can without trading those two guys. And so to me, everybody else should be available. Whatever you have to do beyond trading those two, I'm okay with that. And that's what yesterday's move felt like to me, right? Okay, we're going to overpay for a reliever who does have 2 years left of control, but he is a reliever. It is a steep price. But you know what? We're going to try our best to make this team as good as it can possibly be and get to October, and we'll take it from there. And yeah, I'm with you. I think if you're in the camp of people like you, Ben, who have a mindset of I'm cool with whatever as long as you don't touch those who in DeVries and Salas, then I'm really okay with that strategy. And I think you just have to accept that. Yeah, the cupboard may be a little bit bare beyond those two, you know, heading into the off season. But yeah, no, I'm very much also in that mindset right now. I don't blame them for going that way if that's the way they go.
Sammy, as always, I really appreciate it. I know you'll have your finger on the pulse of what's going on with the San Diego Padres. Even if we don't hear from you until the pregame show tomorrow, you're going to be all over on social media. Give them a follow at Sammy Lev, and we will talk to you again next week, if not sooner.
And don't forget, Wednesday, the roundtable. I will be there.
Oh, are you in for Woods? Thank you for coming in and filling in. That's right. As Sammy mentioned, this week's roundtable is going to be a day early on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, a special wrapping up the trade deadline roundtable. So join Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris, and Sammy Levitt in for Stephen Woods from Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock for this week's roundtable.
You've made a lot of people very happy, Sammy, me being the first. So thank you for subbing in. I really appreciate it, and I will have a Mai Tai or a Pina Colada in your honor.
Which one would you choose?
Which one would you choose, Sam?
I'm a Mai Tai guy.
I love a Pina Colada.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Yeah, I love
me
a Pina too. Colada. I used to have virgin Pina Colada even when I was younger.
Yeah,
I 100%.
It tastes like suntan lotion. My favorite.
What do you feel about getting caught in the rain?
Oh God, sorry, Sammy.
In the rain? I assume this has to do with the prank call I did.
Song, the Pina Colada song.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It was just a bad joke.
I can't wait for my flight. You guys have a week of that, by the way.
I think you can stream the Odyssey app on the plane if you get the...
can I?
Yeah, if you get the internet. So
I think you can listen
to the whole show while you fly from San Diego to Hawaii.
Thanks, Sammy.
Have a good day. I'm not going to.
You're not going to?
No. I'll let you guys do your thing.
It's not paradise if I'm coming along with you.
I don't want to.
Is that what you're saying? That it's no longer paradise if I'm there in your ears the entire time?
I don't want to be, junior pro. We're already playing junior GM today. I almost wore my junior GM shirt, but it's a little snug now. So I decided to, I don't want to play junior PD tomorrow.
How much do you listen when you're off?
None.
Not a lot. I will listen if I'm in the car, driving away. Straight out the Odyssey app always lets you jump back to the moments you missed on 97.3 The Fan. You can see what you missed, click to listen on demand. So if it's a guest, a feature, a prank, something else that happened from earlier, we got you covered. Just download the free Odyssey app, search 97.3 The Fan, and tap earlier today to get started. There was a lot that happened over the weekend in Baltimore. Sam Levitt was covering it all on our pre- and post-game shows. He's going to join us in-season Sammy right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Sammy, enjoy the day off today, because tomorrow going to be a busy one. A pregame show just hours after the trade deadline. It's the calm before the storm.
It's not an off day
for Sam Levitt.
Not a day off for Sammy. It's an off day for the Padres. But rest assured, if there's a trade that goes down, Adam's going to have Sammy doing it.
He was reacting at 5:30 in the morning, I think, yesterday to the Jason Adam trade. So I woke up to a video on my phone. I'm going, I usually get up pretty early. Sammy's already reacting to trades before I even got up on a Sunday.
Well, you know the drill. The moment there is breaking Padres news, did I get a text from your friend Adam Klug at, 7:15 a.m.? Hey, can you make a video as you're getting ready for everything else you got to do at 9:35 for the pregame show? But guess what? I sat there, I got it done, and we got the video out. So you know me, I'm always a very good soldier.
God, he did not even text me this time.
Do you think, Adam, do you think it crossed his mind, should I call Ben or Woods? I know it's 7:15 on Sunday morning, he might be asleep.
Would he have wanted us to come in?
Just put a video together, a reaction video. I would have been asleep if he had called me. I actually was still asleep at 7:15 on Sunday morning. Just pretty late for me.
I was up, but I was at Bo's baseball. I was getting him ready for baseball practice. I don't know. I was so busy this weekend that I don't know that I would have had the time, but, you know, certainly like the move, Sammy, and you know, helps. It helps. Somebody made the astute point of, hey, man, you know, you get a guy like Jason Adam, that typically should mean that now Robert Suarez doesn't necessarily need to always be counted on for, you know, four out saves, which would be great because you do worry about wear and tear on these guys as the season goes on.
Yeah, I think when trades like this are made and it's as steep of a price as the Padres had to pay for Jason Adam, I think there's a lot of going to each of the extremes of the sides of the argument, right? Either it's absolutely what they needed and you got to win right now, or it's the other way and people think they got fleeced. And I think the truth, you know, there's some truth in all of it, right? Like, obviously, just from the purely 2024 perspective, the Padres desperately needed a guy like Jason Adam, a high-leverage guy with great stuff, swing and miss, that they could add into the trio of Morejon, Estrada, and Suarez. It lengthens the bullpen. You're right, it takes some pressure off of Robert Suarez. Maybe it takes some pressure off your starting pitchers who, you know, a couple of them are already above their career high in innings. So it makes a ton of sense going and getting this guy. Was it a steep price? Yeah. Have the Padres, you know, got rid of a lot of what their depth was in the last few months in the minor leagues between the Arise trade, the Cease trade, and now this trade? Those things can all be true at once, but this front office and A.J. Preller has shown time and time again that when they're in it, they will err on the side of being aggressive. And this was another aggressive move to get a piece that they really, really needed. And look, I understand that the price was high. That's partially just what the market is right now. Look at the trades right now across the game. And yeah, even for some relievers like Hunter Harvey or the trade for Carlos Estevez, the Phillies gave up maybe two future major league starting pitchers for a rental in Estevez. And Adam has 2 years of control. Will Dylan Lesko maybe be a frontline starter one day? Maybe. Who knows? But, you know, there's a strong, strong argument to be made that you've got the team you've got with stars on it that are in their primes. You're right in this thing. And you're in win-now mode, and you got to keep operating like that for the most part. I understand that. I do.
Sam, do you agree that there has to be a starting pitcher coming by tomorrow, because the alternative is more Adam Mazur or a Johnny Brito who's had some, what, a tightness in his forearm?
Yep.
I mean, there's really no other options, right? I mean, you're going to have to need that fifth starter. Even if Joe Musgrove comes back pretty soon, then you're counting on Randy Vasquez and how many innings he's got left. You're already worried about Michael King's innings.
Well, and you're worried about Musgrove's pitch count of 50.
I mean, even if it's a number five guy that can just chew up some innings, I feel like there has to be a starter coming by tomorrow at 3 o'clock, right?
If you would have asked me 24 hours ago, or I should say a little bit more than that, before the trade for Adam, I would have said absolutely. I can't envision a scenario where they get through tomorrow afternoon and there's not a starter added. But I'll tell you what, and again, I'm just speculating here, but when you heard A.J. Preller after the trade talk about, you know, he was asked pretty point blank, you know, about adding a starter, and the first thing he did was start talking about the internal options they have. And again, are we going to read into that answer from AJ? I don't think so, right? I mean, he never says much about any trade he's going to make.
No, that's
or
be,
any of them.
That could be poker,
and,
you know, poker face as
sure,
well.
Absolutely, no, absolutely, and I agree with that. But with that said, once you start looking at the prices for some of this stuff, I mean, if Jason Adam cost what he cost, what's a starting pitcher going to cost? Unless, you know, they go outside the rental market and they do something really big. And that's a Crochet, that's a Skubal. Are they willing to pay the price for one of those guys, which may have to include one of their top two prospects? I don't know the answer to that. What I do wonder, and again, I'm just speculating here, what I do wonder is this, you know, with Joe Musgrove pitching on Tuesday in Arizona, he's going to pitch in a controlled scenario, you know, basically a simulated game against Mariners minor league hitters. You know, he talked after the game yesterday and, you know, threw out the idea the next day he would pitch would be Sunday, you know, if the Padres won. And I don't know how much this is Joe being optimistic versus reality, But he threw out the idea that, hey, if he was good to go for three innings on Sunday, you know, and they had a fresh bullpen, could they look to do something like that? Or could he come back, you know, after making another rehab start, come back at four innings? And, you know, look, is there a scenario where they're kind of looking at it with, you know, Joe maybe on the precipice of returning in some capacity and saying maybe we can get through this and get through the regular season with the guys we got? Maybe that seems a little ambitious because I think we all agreed, you know, a couple of days ago that they needed a starting pitcher in a really bad way. Look, I still would be surprised if they don't add a starter. But meanwhile, we're almost 24 hours away from the deadline. It hasn't happened yet. And, man, those prices are going to be really high for anybody, as we've seen.
But I think, you know, talking to Sammy Leavitt here on Ben and Woods this morning, I think teams absolutely can overplay their hands. I do. And I think it's the needle that you have to thread. I mean, if you're the Colorado Rockies and you're asking the moon back for Cal Quantrill, you're probably not going to get it. And if you continue to ask for the moon for Cal Quantrill up until the deadline, you're probably not going to get it. Would Cal Quantrill help this team? Yes. Tyler Anderson, you know, should not, you shouldn't take two top 10 prospects to get a Tyler Anderson. So I think it goes both ways. I think teams can absolutely, overplay their hand, just like AJ Preller has hyped up prospects that other teams are willing to take where you look at it and you go, wow, I didn't know that guy had that much value. And that happens all the time. So I think in the interest of sometimes getting a deal done, you know, you may overpay a little bit. But these guys, if they want to move these guys, they're going to have to take one of the deals that they get.
Right. And look, I think there is a reality about the situation this team is in right now, okay? They've got big-time contracts, guys in their prime. They've got Dylan Cease here right now. They've got Michael King here right now. Look, the situation from what we've always thought over the last few years, it has not changed despite, you know, the farm system getting rebuilt and the necessity for having younger players like a Jackson Merrill who don't cost a lot and are under control. Yeah, you need those guys. But the window is right now. That has not changed through all of this. And meanwhile, you've got a team that is right in the thick of it. And I think we all agree if they can get there, they have a real chance to make some noise. They really, really do.
Yep.
So, look, they're living in kind of, you know, an interesting scenario that a lot of teams don't necessarily live in where, you know, they typically tend to go one way or the other. You know, I don't blame the Padres and AJ Preller for maybe having to overpay to go get something they really, really need for a team that is capable of winning right now.
Sammy, I don't expect Leodalis DeVries or Ethan Salas to be traded. Even, I mean, we saw some reports this weekend, including in the Rays trade, that they went for Taj Bradley. I'm assuming that the reason it didn't work out is that the Rays said, okay, but we need one of those guys at least, and the Padres are saying no to those players, and I'm okay with that. I don't know that Ethan Salas and or DeVries is going to be a star, but I know there's a lot of potential that those guys could be well above average Major League Baseball players for at least 12 years of control coming up. And I'm willing to gamble on that. And if it means that you only get a fifth starter here at the deadline, I can live with that. That's my take.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think where I land on it is I'm in the mindset of, hey, you've got to try to improve this team any way you can without trading those two guys. And so to me, everybody else should be available. Whatever you have to do beyond trading those two, I'm okay with that. And that's what yesterday's move felt like to me, right? Okay, we're going to overpay for a reliever who does have 2 years left of control, but he is a reliever. It is a steep price. But you know what? We're going to try our best to make this team as good as it can possibly be and get to October, and we'll take it from there. And yeah, I'm with you. I think if you're in the camp of people like you, Ben, who have a mindset of I'm cool with whatever as long as you don't touch those two in DeVries and Salas, then I'm really okay with that strategy. And I think you just have to accept that, yeah, the cupboard may be a little bit bare beyond those two, you know, heading into the off season. But I'm very much also in that mindset right now. I don't blame them for going that way if that's the way they go.
Sammy, as always, I really appreciate it. I know you'll have your finger on the pulse of what's going on with the San Diego Padres. Even if we don't hear from you until the pregame show tomorrow, you're going to be all over on social media. Give them a follow at Sammy Lev, and we will talk to you again next week, if not sooner.
And don't forget, Wednesday, the roundtable. I will be there.
Oh, are you in for Woods? Thank you for coming in and filling in. That's right. As Sammy mentioned, this week's roundtable is going to be a day early on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, a special wrapping up the trade deadline roundtable. So join Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris, and Sammy Levitt in for Stephen Woods from Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock for this week's roundtable.
You've made a lot of people very happy, Sammy. Me being the first. So thank you for subbing in. I really appreciate it, and I will have a Mai Tai or a Pina Colada in your honor.
Which one would you choose?
Which one would you choose, Sammy?
I'm a Mai Tai guy.
I love a Pina Colada.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Yeah, I love
me
a Pina too. Colada. I used to have a virgin Pina Colada even when I was younger.
Yeah,
love, yeah,
100%. Delicious. It tastes like suntan lotion. My favorite.
What do you feel about getting caught in the rain?
Oh God, sorry, Sammy.
Caught in the rain? I assume this has to do with the prank call I did.
No, it's that song, the Pina Colada song.
Pina Colada. Oh, okay.
Getting caught in the rain. Yeah. It was just a bad joke.
I can't wait for my flight. You guys have a week of that, by the way.
I think you can stream the Odyssey app on the plane if you get the...
can I?
Yeah, if you get the internet. So
I thought you meant you can listen
to the whole show while you fly from San Diego
to
Hawaii. Thanks, Sammy.
I can't.
Have a good day.
And I'm not going to.
You're not going to?
No. I'll let you guys do your thing.
It's not paradise if I'm coming along with you?
I don't want
to. Is that what you're saying? It's no longer paradise if I'm there in your ears the entire time?
I don't want to be... junior pro. We're already playing junior GM today. I almost wore my junior GM shirt, but it's a little snug now. So I decided to. I don't want to play junior PD tomorrow.
How much do you listen when you're off?
None.
Not a lot. I will listen like if I'm in the car, like driving away. That's about the extent. But
Zero. Usually
it's not. It's not a vacation if you're just like living and dying with everything that's going on back in the studio.
I'm sitting there going, what kind of tease was that? What's coming up? I've just forgotten what you said. Like, I don't want to play junior PD when I'm gone. I'll just let you guys do your thing. Explore the creative space. Have fun with it.
Probably a lot of trade deadline talk this week.
I would imagine.
A couple big games against the Dodgers.
That's great.
Now, when we get to Friday after a Thursday off day,
that's the day you can really stretch your legs. Let's see what you're made of.
Special guest. Do we have that confirmed?
I think it's
Thursday or Friday.
That's a good question because we had both.
We were in between.
Listed.
Dave Roberts.
Let me see if I. No, it's not Dave Roberts. Well, let's see. What day did we end
up? It's going to be
deciding on.
Like that. No prank. It's going to be
Thursday. It now or no?
Thursday.
Just want to wait?
Yeah, it's Thursday. It's confirmed.
Okay.
Uncle Teddy's going to be.
Yeah,
there.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, who better
that's
in this
so
whole
sick.
City to come in and tell some stories than Uncle Teddy Leitner?
Oh, that's so sick, dude. So cool. I love that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That'll be fun to sit in with him. I've never done a radio show with Ted Leitner. Obviously, we've interviewed him, but to actually sit down in studio with him for an hour or two, I think that'll be a lot of fun.
That's fantastic.
Looking forward to that.
That is really real. Are you intimidated a little?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would be too. just wind him up. Wind him up.
Well, yeah, that's the part I'm looking forward to. Just lean back in my chair.
Let him go. Make sure he tells you, again, he's told our audience before, really get him into the Dodgers. Get him talking about the Dodgers.
Well, it'll be a perfect day
on
Thursday.
It's a perfect day for it. He said
God,
that when
Tommy Lasorda.
Yes, he said.
He said Padres win on Wednesday.
He told a story about like a Dodger that got traded to San Diego and sought him out and was like, hey, by the way, we hated you. Or they hate you. I guess I have to like you now, but you are hated in there. And I went, oh, Uncle Teddy, I love it.
I mean, Dylan Cease is pitching on Wednesday, so hopefully carries on right through. And we'll have a really fun Thursday show.
I'm actually jealous. I'm actually a little bit jealous.
I was jealous when you had Flannery in when
Flannery
I was gone.
Awesome.
So you can be jealous with Uncle Teddy in studio.
Oh, I love that idea.
Rival Report, a little Comic-Con wrap-up with Paulie coming up next year on The Fan.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.